Hello, this is John Harrigan, author and founder of the website immortalnow.com, where we teach the secret to immortality. You might ask, what? The secret to immortality? Yes, that sounds kind of big, and it is big in a way, but it's not. Let me explain. I suggest to you that we create our bodies, this physical world, together, individually. We create who we are, our experience in this physical reality, by how we think, speak, and act. It's that simple. And this is obvious on a day-to-day basis. It's obvious. If we want to build a house, we have to think about it. We have to talk about it. We probably have to write down plans, and we have to physically build the house. Everything that happens, if we have a romantic relationship, we have to think about it. Where do we want it to go? What do we want to happen tonight, today, in an hour? We have to speak to have that relationship, usually. And we have to take physical action. We have to show up physically and say hello to the person we're having a relationship. Nobody would argue that everything we do, we have to think, speak, and act to create it. We're always thinking, and probably too much, and I'll show you in another video how not to think so much, how to find your core of immortality within you. But let's think about that. Our thinking, and I'll include beliefs in that, our thinking, our speaking, words are incredible. And words are going around in your head all the time, different snippets of dialogue, and our physical actions. I'm here today physically talking to you. You're physically hearing me. I'm thinking, and my behavior is I'm sitting in front of a camera. But the secret to immortality takes everything. It takes the activity of creating life one step farther. And we suggest that we're really not designed to die, to get sick and suffer and die. And you might say, oh, well, it's physics, it's in the genetics. And I might say, no. What we see scientifically, and I love science and I did very well in it, what we see scientifically is what we have now with our expectation of death, with our world of killing, with our world of hardship, of treating ourselves and other people horribly, divisively. With the secret to immortality, I'm kind of bringing back some wisdom schools. I'm saying, we're really not born to die. We're born to experience our soul, our deep, eternal, strong self. We're born to share that with other people that have that to share and to give. And together, heaven on earth comes about. I would suggest to you, we're already living in heaven. We've just made a mess of it. I suggest to you that in reality, when we are at our eternal core, when we are that immortal self, there is only one place and one time. It's now. There aren't different universes. There aren't different dimensions. But if we're coming from an egoistic place, I should point to my head and not to my heart. If we're coming from an egoistic place, there's always something else to do. There's always another world to explore. There's always another universe to create. If you understand multiverse and many worlds theory and string theory, there's always another creation to make and explore if we're really not ready to find ourselves. And I suggest to you, when we find ourselves, that deep immortal core, and you can find it today, you can find it instantly. For some of us, we have to work at it, and there are reasons for that. We acquire knowledge, we acquire abilities by working hard to get somewhere. When we have a disability, a pain, a hardship, or a loss, that is horrible and painful as it is, and this happens to everyone. Hardship is an opportunity to develop strength, understanding wisdom, and to go deeper into who we are and really find our core of immortality. And that's the story of my life. I'm a little older now than I was when I was 5 or 6. But when I was 6, I remember sitting in front of a mirror and just looking into the mirror, and I could see maybe about 1,500, maybe about 1,500, 600 lifetimes that I'd lived before. And I could experience all the lifetimes at one time. And you may say, how's that possible? Because I wasn't stuck in my egoistic self. I was in my greater self, my eternal being. I could see all these lifetimes that I lived. And I'm not teaching and I'm not preaching reincarnation. I'm really teaching and preaching, don't do that again. Just stay here as you are. I saw about 1,500 lifetimes. I experienced them all at once. And I was, some lifetimes I was rich, some I was poor, most I was in between, lucky, unlucky, etc. I really had experience about every combination and permutation of human existence. And as I looked at that 1,500 plus lifetimes, I just said to myself at that age of 6, and it could have been 7, I wasn't keeping a diary yet, but let's call it the age of 6. I just thought, okay, I've been born and died again and again and again. I've learned really about everything there is to learn about being human, but in every single lifetime, I missed one important, critical, absolute thing, and I knew it sitting there at the age of 6. I knew it, and in this lifetime, at the age of 6, I knew I was born with a desire, a wish, a purpose, and a mission to find this secret to life. Why are we here? What is our full potential? Who are we really? That mission, that purpose, was born in me as I was born into the world. And I have it today, powerful, strong, and absolute. I can't get away from it. It's in every cell of my body, my brain, my soul. It's all here before you today. 1,500 lifetimes or more is enough. I suggest to you, all you really need is one lifetime ever. And I hope that's this lifetime for you. I teach again the secret to immortality. I'm the founder of the website immortalnow.com, where we teach the secret to immortality. And you can find a link there to my book. You can buy from Amazon the ebook or the paperback book, Qigong and Spiritual Growth. Also, we have a podcast you can find on that website, and we have articles, many articles. So you can get going today. You can get going right now. You can stop watching this video and go to my website and get started on your own awakening, on your own path of immortality, of the eternal you, eternal bliss, happiness, your soul, your being, completely and fully on this earth today and right now. And what do I teach specifically and kind of generally? We have three things. The secret to immortality, as I teach it, is three separate things. The first is mindfulness for immortality. And that's what I've been talking to you right now about so far. The first, number one, of the three steps to the secret to immortality are, one, mindfulness for immortality, two, Qigong for lasting life, and three, immortality coaching. I'm going to go over all those three right now. The secret to immortality, one, mindfulness for immortality, is this. How we think, how we speak, and how we act creates who we are and creates the physical world, our physical bodies, and our life experience. You may say, wow, that sounds impossible. And I would agree with you. I'm a science guy. One of my majors in graduate school, one of my major focuses, my major was family relationships for my master's, a 3-year degree. I took mostly PhD courses in family. I took a lot of research methodology and statistics. I love science. I was really good at science as an undergraduate. Took 2 years of chemistry, year of physics, math, and more. I love science and I learned so much from it, but I'm going beyond where science is today in all my talks to you. And I'm not going to talk much about science because, in a way, what science teaches us can be mind-expanding and profound, but what science mostly teaches us is there's so much we really don't know. But science is really looking at the past. If you have a timeline and a direction of time, if there is one, science is looking at the past. And what we're doing now is we're living in the immortal now. That's the website, immortalnow.com. I'm taking you in all my talks and all my meditations and my podcast every week. You can find the podcast on the website, immortalnow.com. I'm taking you to the now, to the eternal, immortal now. I'm not taking you to the now at Disney World. I mean, that's cool, that's great. I want to go again someday. I'm living in Florida. But I'm taking you to the eternal now of the pure and absolute you, where we are eternal. And with the secret to immortality, we're learning how to express and live our eternal being in the flesh, in every cell of our body, in the atmosphere, into nature. And the more I talk about the secret to immortality, excuse me, it should start to sound more and more familiar. There isn't one religious leader, there isn't any religion that doesn't talk about living forever physically, not in heaven, but in heaven, maybe in heaven, but a heaven on earth, three-dimensional, right here and right now. Don't drift off into another world. Drift into the here and now, and Qigong will help you do that. Qigong is an ancient healing and martial art from China. I'm a Qigong master. I've been practicing over 23 years with the Qigong Grandmaster from Beijing, and I'll tell you more about that at a future time. Let's think again. What is the secret to immortality? It has three steps, or really three parts, that you do all at once. Mindfulness for immortality. You think of immortality. You consider the fact that maybe you don't have to die. You consider the fact that maybe accepting death as an inevitable outcome of life creates death as an inevitable outcome of life. There was a Disney movie called, and in that movie, there was a song, I think, by Elton John. It talked about the circle of life. And that is wonderful and grand, unless you've had the opportunity to help several loved ones slowly and agonizingly die, as I have, as millions of us have, unless you've been injured, unless you've experienced hardship, unkindness, brutality, and loss. If you have been mistreated your entire life, and there are millions that have experienced this, if you've been experienced your entire life, childhood, middle adulthood, later adulthood, why would you not want to die? I don't know. I can certainly understand it. But I'm here to tell you, and you'll understand as you start to hear the stories of my life, any hardship, any disadvantage that you have ever experienced or ever will can be used as an asset, can be healed and strengthened, and turn into a pillar of strength for you. We do that with mindfulness for immortality, we do it with Qigong for lasting life, and we do it with immortality coaching. The first thing is think about the word immortality, lasting life. I don't really think about the word immortality anymore. I'm just living that reality now, the eternal now, where I'm speaking to you from, where I'm speaking with you, where we both are now, the eternal now. Be here now, Ram Dass. I read that book, I think, when I was in college, and it's something else. And of course, Eckhart Tolle, I apologize to everyone for mispronouncing that, but The Power of Now, read those books. More than that, read my book to take you to the immortal now, because that's where we want to go. The secret to immortality is what we teach at the website immortalnow.com. I'm John Harrigan, the founder of the website immortalnow.com and the author of Qigong and Spiritual Growth. So go to our website, get busy, and work on this. Number 1, 2, and 3 of The Secret to Immortality. I'm going to go through them quickly now, and then we'll close this video. Number 1, mindfulness for immortality. First, we think about immortality. Maybe living forever is the right way to go. Evolving, growing, learning without suffering, hardship, and death. Understanding, learning our lessons, evolving and growing in bliss and love. And understanding, I absolutely tell you that's a reality, and a lot of people are doing it, and you can do it today. Mindfulness for immortality. Think of it. Maybe we don't have to die. Maybe expecting death as an inevitable outcome creates that outcome. Let's think of life, but a blissful, happy, pure, and happy life. Let's look at our thoughts and change our thoughts. And I'll tell you how to do that. I do tell you how to do that. There's a course, Introduction to Immortality, that on our website you can find. And that course teaches Qigong for lasting life. And that course also teaches mindfulness for immortality. The Secret to Immortality at immortalnow.com. Parts 1, 2, and 3. 1, mindfulness for immortality. What are we thinking? What are we saying? What are we physically doing? Are we acting with integrity, with goodness, with purity, with love, with eternal values? Mindfulness for immortality. 2, Qigong for lasting life. I'm a Qigong master. I've been studying for over 23 years. And in our course on my website, we teach you Qigong. It's easy, it's simple, everyone can do it. And I'll start putting a little Qigong on some of these YouTube videos. The third part to The Secret to Immortality is immortality coaching. It's simply any typical coaching that you would find with a good coach, where we go into personal development, how to think the right thoughts, how to do the right things, where we create a custom program, daily program for you to set you on the path to immortality. Again, I'm John Harrigan, speaker, author, and founder of the website immortalnow.com. Bless you and keep you until the next video. You are immortal now.